This is Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. More Baltimore homes were sold in January than in any January since before the recession. What can that tell us about the housing market in the city and the region? With me to talk about it is Kevin Litton. He covers real estate and development for the Baltimore Business Journal. Welcome to the show.
Great to be here.
As I mentioned, more home sales closing in the region. What's driving that increase?
A big reason that the housing market has gotten so lively lately is that the Baltimore region is doing better than it ever has before economically, both in the city and throughout the region. So when you look at the Maryland suburbs, which were often fed by the federal government, now that the federal government is sort of reducing some of its spending, you're starting to see those jobs disappear.
And you're talking about the Washington suburbs?
The Washington suburbs, Yes. So down in the Washington suburbs, that housing market used to be pretty strong, and we're starting to see that sort of fall off a little bit, and Baltimore is really benefiting from that. So we're seeing a lot of private job growth in the sector, which is creating a lot of confidence for people that if they thought maybe I might lose my job or I'm going to have difficulty finding a job, they now have the confidence that I'm going to have a job for the long term, and now is a good time to make an investment in a house.
And the big increase that you reported on in January, 18.4%, sales this January compared to January 2014. Was that more in the suburbs or in the city or throughout this region?
It's a combination of both. The city is definitely seeing a lot of activity. It's more on the distressed home side than in the county. And in Howard County, I think we're seeing really strong growth. The price points are the highest there, as they've usually been, but the price growth there was also the strongest. So we're seeing in Howard County, we're seeing some pretty strong growth in Harford County. Baltimore County sort of struggling along, but the city is doing well.
You mentioned distressed sales. You reported this week that nearly twice as many distressed homes in Baltimore were sold last month as in January 2014. First, how do you define a distressed sale?
So a distressed sale would be a home that's coming out of foreclosure. It may be bank-owned or it may be auctioned.
So foreclosures is a big part of that picture.
Usually foreclosure is involved in it somehow. The one that we would not include in this is like a city-owned vacant property would not be considered in that distressed home category.
So why are these homes coming to market now?
So one of the major things that happened during the housing crisis is that Maryland is what's called a judicial state. So we were part of this nationwide settlement with banks that were involved in robo-signing and some various different tactics that they use to sell mortgages to homeowners who may have been unsuspecting and may not have realized how much they were getting into. Those homeowners then began losing those homes. We entered the settlement, and Maryland was a state where we really provided a big time period for homeowners to try to catch up to their mortgages and try to stay in their homes, basically. But there were also a very large number of these homes that were in that group that were just an inevitable foreclosure. It was just going to happen. So they were delayed just like everybody else's mortgages were. So those homes are now starting to come to market. So this is basically a backlog of homes where they had to refile them in the court system, and those are now coming to market. But many of these homes may have been off market for 3 to 4 years. They may have been sitting vacant all of that time, and they're just now becoming available.
On WIPR, this is Maryland Morning. I'm Sheila Cast, speaking with Kevin Litton. He covers real estate and development for the Baltimore Business Journal. We're talking about the increase in the numbers of homes being bought and sold in Baltimore and the region. The people buying distressed properties tend to be investors, right? I mean, these are not people planning to live in these homes.
Yeah, that's right. I talked to some experts on this, and they think that it's well over half of the homes that are being purchased out of the distressed category are investors who are going to put more money into them, fix them up, and then flip them.
And how big a proportion of overall home sales in Baltimore are distressed home sales?
Right now, I believe it is about 1 in 4 for the distressed homes. So you're seeing quite a few out there. I mean, last month it was over 200, and it was just about 109 the month before.
Those are numbers in the city, in the city itself.
Those are numbers in the city itself. So it's a much higher percentage here in the city of distressed homes than anywhere else in the region. And a big reason for that is because there was before the recession, there was a lot of investor activity that was happening, not on distressed homes, but on just speculative sales. So these were investors who may have started out with their own house. They may have been working on a second house, maybe in their neighborhood. And then as time goes on, they start saying, oh, I can take on another house here. I can take on another. And then they become overextended. They default on these mortgages as the recession hits. And then these properties then go back to the bank. So many of the homes that are now coming to the distressed market are homes that were not owner-occupied even before the recession.
And we've been talking about the numbers of homes sold. That's up. What about prices?
Prices are doing really well in the region when you don't include the distressed homes. So here in Baltimore, we've seen a huge decline in prices because the distressed homes are selling for like $50,000 on average, whereas the rest of the market they're selling for in the $170,000 range. So what you're seeing is that we had this drop by 60%, by 30%, which went down to about a $60,000 average here in the city, which is really low. I mean, we're in the double digits there, and everywhere else in the region is the triple digits. Now, in the rest of the region, we had price increases that were 8% when you took the foreclosures out of increases. So that was good. But if you add in the distressed homes, then it's the median prices stayed the same.
And are we essentially talking about an arithmetic effect, or do the lower distressed home sales actually influence prices of non-distressed homes?
You would have to really go neighborhood by neighborhood to see how that is going to affect it. Because if you're looking at a house, you know, down the street that maybe has been in the same hands of an owner, maybe they're going into a retirement home, not a lot has been done to that house, and there's another home on that block that's coming out of foreclosure that maybe has been sitting vacant but has a little more done to it, you know, that's probably going to affect the price of the home down the block. So it's really going to depend. I think what you're going to see in the city is that the really strong neighborhoods that haven't had a lot of foreclosures, those houses aren't really going to be that affected by this citywide effect. But when you go into the more fringe neighborhoods, you can definitely pick up houses for much cheaper because you've got a lot of vacant and foreclosed homes around it.
And so do you get a sense of whether more distressed home sales, whether that's a good thing for the Baltimore housing market?
The thought is that it's a really good thing, actually, because you've got so many of these homes that have sat vacant for so long and they really haven't been available to anybody on the market, that when the developers do come in, many of these developers that are coming in and buying them have a little bit more experience than the developers of the past, where you might have had like a developer who wasn't really sure what they were doing. Maybe the standards weren't as high as getting these houses up to ready for sale. So these developers are going to be putting money in back into these properties. They know that the young home buyer that's coming into the market now has a pretty high expectation of what's going to be in that house as far as modern appliances and top finishes. So the thought is that this is going to be a really good thing. Now, the other problem that we have in the city is that we have 40,000 vacant homes that some are city owned, and there's vacants to value programs that those are still in the marketplace. So we're going to be in distressed home mode here for, I think, some time to come. But I think overall, the ones that had sat vacant and were bank owned coming back to market is a pretty good thing.
Kevin, thank you.
Thank you.
Kevin Litton. He covers real estate and development for the Baltimore Business Journal. We have links to his reporting at our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. More of this interview there, too. Maryland Morning is an original production of Your Public Radio,
WYPR in Baltimore.
The show is produced by Matt Purdy
and Jonna McCone.
We have production help from
Estelle Klein
and Catherine Sway.
Nathan Sterner directs and engineers.
Coffee for our guests provided by Zeke's Coffee in Lauraville. On the web at ZEKESCoffee.com.
I'm Tom Hall.
And I'm Sheila Cast. On this day in Maryland history, 1974, Baltimore Mayor William Donald Schaefer accepted payment for the first dollar home sold by the city. Two city neighborhoods, Barre Circle and Otterbein, were revitalized through the program. We're back with you on Monday.